The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Atmosphere already. From wherever you are following from your room. Everybody now. Jesus. Ooh, thank you. Just bless him in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Run your way, Bube. Run your way, Bube. Run your way. Oh, yeah. Father, we want this year. One of the things the devil fought so hard this year, many of you didn't know, and I'm saying this today for the first time to your hearing. I told it to mom earlier, 2 days ago. There's been an attack for some time on the lives of people here. And it was supposed to be at least one burial this year. Yes. That's one that paid attention at the end of the year. Many persons, a couple of people said, I was involved in an accident, I fell, said all that. And I knew it. But they don't burn the devil well. And I'm not that I will scare you with prophecy. Say there is death coming. There is no death coming. I know there could be a plan, but it will come to nothing. It always does. What a year we've had, man. Oh, we've won this year. We've won this year. Kaya! Glory! We've won again and again this year. Glory to God. God is faithful. I've had to recount and recount and recount and recount. There are many of you, for instance, that are here. By the first day last year, you were not here. But this year, God added you to us. And you've grown. See how much progress you've made in 1 year. Some of you in 8 months. Some of you in 3 months. Some of you in just 2 months. Is God not wonderful, everybody? Glory to God. I know where some of you were in your provision and your finances, you know, as of last year. But come on. Come on. You know, one thing the Lord said to me recently, have you sat down to calculate how much you spent this year? Well, any day you try that, you will lie down and start crying. Because you've been very ungrateful. God has been good. If I, you can let me wonder, when did I get this money? It was not by trusting God, I will spend in my millions next year. God didn't say some of you have spent in tens of millions this year. We won this year. We won this year. Did you win this year? Are there winners this year? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Onye Mary. Jesus. Onye. Forgive me tonight. Jesus. Onye Mary. So giga. So giga janyo onye mary Jesus onye mary Jesus onye mary so giga janyo. God is a winner, man, and we won with him. We won with him. How many of you know that in the history of Nigeria, this year is one of the most challenging years ever? But look at how the Lord made it look. How much of you noticed this year ran very quickly? Because we are very busy. Come on. God has been faithful. I'm thinking of all the conferences we held this year. Which conference stood out for you this year? All of them were good. Which of them gave you the testimony you are looking for? Raise the facts. Start the fire. Man up. 30 days of light. Zoe. Immersion in January. No, this year we're looking at by faith. And talk, I forget the conferences. What of the Sunday services? The Thursdays that we're just walking casually. And our lives will change. The devil is a fool. Onye Mary. Jesus, onye Mary. Jesus, onye Mary. So gidachi. You know, some of you got married this year. Some of you had children this year. Some of you entered relationships leading to marriage this year. Yeah. Some of you, at least at this moment, you're not in the hospital. And even if you are following from the hospital, the devil failed. That's why I'm still alive listening to me now. So don't you think we should do some rejoicing? Hear this. Wherever you are following from, whether you are lying down on the hospital bed, wherever, you are going to rejoice and move your body now. Don't just laugh. Move. 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 Hey. Woo. Oh, yeah. So giga chanyo onye yes you lifted me you gave me a song. Is that a testimony? The goodness of the Lord did turn me around, make me wanna shout. Even when I no one dance, my body go they move me, turn me around, make me wanna dance. The goodness of the Lord they make me shout. It's okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's okay. 2026. God says the Lord, it will be the year of breaking forth by the Spirit and power. Breaking forth by the Spirit and by power. Breaking forth. Breaking forth by the Spirit and by power. Yes. Lift your hands. Say 2026. I am breaking forth by the Spirit and by power. 2026. I am breaking forth by the Spirit and by power. 2026. I am breaking forth by the Spirit and by power. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You know, we just opened it up now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I just saw angels in this place. Then I announced that I saw the ministry of angels kick off immediately. Woo! The Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Hey! King of Glory. Into the year. Oh, yes. We're going to project into this year. The Lord said, you will break forth by the Spirit and by power. Now, what I first wrote was breaking forth by the Spirit. The Lord said, after so, the Lord said, add power. He said, you didn't hear me well. I said, you will break forth by the Spirit and by power. You know, sometimes you try to be energetic. I say, Father, the Spirit is the power. He said, add it. You break forth by the Spirit and by power. It's going to be a year of the power of God. A year of the Spirit. A year of the power of God. Breaking forth. Breaking new grounds. And I will just take 1 hour to say a few things God has put in my heart about this particular word. Then at any time the Lord meets you, make sure you respond. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. We live in this world, all by the power of the age to come. I heard that song in my spirit. No, not song, the statement in my spirit. We live in this world by the power of the age to come. We're going to project into the new year. And we'll see what God has for us. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Play this song for me. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent reign. We'll come to that song very soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. God. Hallelujah.
For the Lord God,
omnipotent reign.
Hallelujah.
for a moment. Let's see what we can do with the rest of the night. So you guys just hang around. So I'll just flow by the Spirit tonight. It's a year of breaking forth by the Spirit and by power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'll just say a few things that, like I told you, that the Lord showed me. And maybe when we get to immersion, I'll be able to say more things. Right? So tonight is going to be very prophetic. It's already looking like it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To break forth, what break forth is in the Old Testament, that's in the Hebrew, is translated from the Hebrew word parats. That's P-A-R-A-T-S. P-A-R-A-T-S. And even though in the English language it appears to us as breaking forth, in the Hebrew language it has more deep, it has deeper meanings, right, than the English language. It has meanings like to burst out, to spread. So in the coming year we are spreading. It means to disperse. It means to grow. The picture the Lord showed me when He gave me, when He told me about break forth, is, you know, when you put a seed in the ground, bury it in the ground, there is a season it will get to. That seed will break forth from the earth. I saw that picture in the Spirit. A lot of things break forth means, it means to grow. It also means to increase. It also means to increase. It means to open. So when we're talking about break forth, we mean we are spreading. We are growing. We are increasing. We are bursting forth. The Lord said, a few other things the Lord said to me, like I'm already talking about, it will be a year of spreading. It will be a year of showing forth. Many of us will be shown forth. I'm coming to that very shortly. It will be a year of prominence. Prominence for many of us. A year when you, your ministry, and what you are doing will begin to gain prominence upon the earth. It will be a year when many of us will be shown forth. The Lord spoke to me about John the Baptist in Luke 1 verse 80. He said the man was in the wilderness and he worked strong in the spirit until the time of his showing unto Israel came. The Lord said for many of you, they call me, it will be your time of showing. Your time to be shown forth to your generation. For many of you, that will be what will mark your year. For many of you, it will be a year to spread in the ministry. To go beyond where you are and what you've known. Because one of the things the Lord said to me, he said for ministry, it will be a year of missions. The next year will be a year of missions. A year to be given to missions and places of winning. So all of them are in this word, break forth. But the key thing is that this breaking forth is by the Spirit and by power. Are you following me? Let me show you a few things. In Genesis 28, let's look at that word a lot more closely. In Genesis 28 and verse 13. Genesis 28 and verse 13. Are you there? I'll wait for you to get it. Genesis 28 verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it. That's when Jacob had a dream. The Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. He said, the land whereon thou liest, to thee I will give it unto thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad. That word spread abroad is the word parats. It means to break forth. So it means thou shalt spread abroad. So when God was talking to Jacob about spreading, that was what, that same word break forth. So you can also say thou shalt break forth. So we see break forth, the word parats, translated as spreading abroad. And I said to you, in the coming year, we will spread abroad. For us as a ministry shall be a year of spreading. Our influence shall spread. Our men shall spread. The word of God on our lips shall spread. The miracles here shall spread. The results here shall spread. Our impact shall spread. He said, you will spread abroad. That's what he said. He said, thy seed shall bear the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. Say, that's my story. That's what breaking forth. It means to spread abroad. It means to spread abroad. Still in the light of that, if you check Isaiah 54 and verse 3. In fact, let's start from verse 1. Because I'm going to come to that scripture later today. Isaiah 54 and verse 1. It says, sing, O barren, thou that is not bear, break forth into singing. Cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate and the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tents. Do you remember this chapter? We saw this last year. And let them stretch forth the cordage of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and straighten thy stake. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make this way the cities to be inhabited. So he said, you shall break forth to the right and left. That's still talking about spreading. So he told them that we'll break forth. If you read that place with maybe NLT, NLT didn't use they will break forth. NLT used a more contemporary English. He said, you will soon be bursting at the seams. Amplified Classic said, you will spread abroad to the right hand and to the left. So to break forth means to spread abroad. So as a ministry for us this year, there is spreading. You know, a few years ago, the Lord said to us that when we are done with the season of building, do you remember that? That we're going to get to the season of spreading. We are entering that season from tomorrow. So you will see the word of God spreading. You will see our books going wider. You will see our tracts going wider. You will see the reach of our messages on the website going wider. You will see that. You will see more nations. You will see churches starting in different places. You will see a church in places in Enugu here. You will see of more churches in Abuja. You will see of churches in other places like Umuahia, like Accra, Ghana. They will be spreading all over the place. And the church will begin to board in Europe this next year. It's going to be spreading. Says God's Spirit. Are you following me? See, it means to spread. Another meaning of that word, Exodus 1 and verse 12. You see that same word, that same Hebrew word used. Exodus 1 and verse 12. It says, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and broke forth. That's what grew. Parats. That's the word. The more they persecuted them, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and they grew. That word grew is the word, is the same word translated as break forth. So it means to grow. So in the coming year shall be growth for many of you. The Lord is, by this message, is promising you that you will not be where you are by this time next year. Yeah, you would have grown spiritually. You would have grown intellectually. And that's not just the regular, say, well, every year people will grow. This growth, this breaking forth, this parat is by the Spirit of God and by the power of God. In other words, it shall be unprecedented growth. Growth that you can look at and it will look like you took a leap. Because that was the case with Israelites. The Egyptians kept persecuting them and afflicting them. They kept multiplying and growing. So the more you kill them, you kill one, 10 people give birth. Growth is coming. As a church, we grow. Your business will grow. Your career, you will grow. Sit for a moment. That's what I'm going to say to many of you. If you had no plans, plan around what God is saying tonight. Plan to grow in the coming year. Plan to grow. Plan to grow. Plan to grow. Plan to grow in your career. Plan to grow in your job, in whatever you're doing. Plan to grow. It's going to be a year of breaking forth. And part of that breaking forth is growth. And it's not growth that happens slowly. It is growth that happens speedily. Why? Because it's by the Spirit of God and by the power of God. You are growing next year. I say we are growing next year. In Genesis chapter 30 and verse 30, that same word parats showed up. Let's see how that word was used there. He said, "For it was little which thou hast before it came, and it is now increased unto a much." That word increased, there's the word parats. So parats means to increase. It was Jacob talking to Laban. He said, "You had little before I came, but when I came here, you broke forth. You increased. Your cattle increased. Your herds increased. And you come here, we are increasing." You know, when Pastor Gates was leading prayer, he read a scripture. And when I read that scripture, I smiled. The Lord said strong words to me. And that scripture is Genesis 2 verse 10. When Jacob said, "I passed over Jordan with just my staff." Do you remember that? He said, "I came back two companies." The Lord said to me, he said, "Every man a company." Now, not business. I mean, every man in ministry is studying with a company. You will not save one. You will not save two. You will save many. Every man a company of 10, a company of 20. You will start at the end of 2026 and you look back and there should be a company standing behind you. A company of men that God has chained by your hands. Jacob left alone. He returned two companies. Two companies of men. Two companies of sons. Two companies of daughters. In 2026, I am going to return a full company. If I am returning a full company, a company of 100, a company of 1,000, a company of 500, lift up us and pray that prayer wherever you are. So should we win in 2026. You are turning a company. It shall not be one. It shall not be two. It shall be a company of men. A company of men. I'm returning a full, come on, pray, come on. I'm returning a full company. A full company. Yes, I'm leaving. I'm entering the year just myself. But at the end of the year, two full companies of men and women, saved, trained, and discipled. If you have plans for ministry next year, pray this prayer. If you have plans for ministry next year, pray this prayer. Company of men saved. Company of men changed. Company of men transformed. It will not just be five people, not just two people, but a company behind you. I saw you returning with a company of men. A company of men. You shall make a list at the end of the year. Counting people that God has saved by your hands. And there shall be a company of 50, a company of 100, a company of 300, a company of 1,000. In Jesus' name we pray. We are increasing. Some increasing. That's the word breaking forth. So when you break forth, you increase. The next year shall be marked with increase. Numerical increase. It shall be a year of numbers. Financial increase. Practical, visible, tangible, remarkable financial increase. From where you were today to where you will look back and wonder, you know that some of you, the money you have now, you think is big. The Lord said by the end of the year, you look back and just smile. Because God would have increased you. The Lord said, I shall have an increase in equipments and properties. Some of your houses are scanty now. Just one seat and one bed. Hear me by the word of the Lord. The Lord will give you multiple properties. In fact, hear what the Lord said. He said, as many that will key into this word. The things you don't have enough now, you would have given them out by the end of next year. Some people give out phones next year. You give out cars next year. You give out properties next year. So if you give out this shoe, you don't have enough. You give out shoes next year. The Lord will increase you. The Lord will increase you. That's what parats. You will break forth by the Spirit. And you will have more than enough. Somebody say more than enough. Shout it one more time. Shout it like you know what they are saying. He said, it is now increased to a multitude. Verse 43. Go down to verse 43 of that same chapter. He said, the man increased exceedingly. That's the word parats. So he broke forth exceedingly. I had much cattle. maid servants, men servants, camels and asses. You will increase in resources. And you will increase in men. The Lord said you will increase in every kind of resource. Financial resource, intellectual resource, human resource. Where you will need one man, you will have seven. At different points, God will position men for you. It is increased by the Spirit. I'm talking about something that will happen that by the end of the year, you look back and say, ah, myself, I broke forth. You know, there is addition and there is multiplication. If you move from 100,000 to 150,000 or 200,000, that is growth. If you move from 100,000 to 2 million, that's not growth, that is breaking forth. Yes. That is breaking forth. That is growth. You understand? Yes. If a church was 100 and they added 120 or 30 people, that's growth. If a church moves from 100 to 1,000, that's not growth. That is breaking forth. That's why I rejoice the Lord when the Lord gave me this word for next year. We are breaking forth. So we have entered geometric progression. Or something more than that. It's the speed of light. I said it's the speed of light. 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 Ooh, yes, yes, yes. It's the speed of light. The man increased exceedingly. 2026, Henry increased exceedingly. Henry Onyedikachin, 2026, increased exceedingly, and he was strong. He had much money, much properties, and much men. That's my story. I thought it's a prophetic night. Prophetic meetings, your tongue must be working. You think I came to preach? I came to preach. I just came to receive. 2026. Head on your dikachi. Increased exceedingly. He had more money. Much money. Whether it's great or not. Much money. Much properties. Much resources. And much men. Yes. He broke forth by the spirits. And I'm trusting of all of you that you will break forth by the Spirit. Yeah. There is simple growth that is breaking forth. There is simple increase that is supernatural increase. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. I broke forth by the Spirit. Can you say it in the past? I broke forth by the Spirit. I broke forth by the Spirit. How many of you are Igbos here? How do you speak breaking forth in Igbo? how does it? I want you to think about it in your dialect. To break forth. So I'm not talking about just walking. I mean breaking forth. Running to a troop. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Chronicles 4:38 gave a testimony. He said, these mentioned by their names were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. 1 Chronicles 4:38. The house of their fathers increased. That's the word parats. So that word is not used lightly. There is increase. Have your seat, please. When we move from 10 to 12, that's increase.
when we go from 12 to 15, that's increase. When we go from 10 to 250, that's breaking forth. And I'm asking the Lord to give you that miracle in the next year. Now you look at your life and say, when you go from having one business and the business is doing well, that's increase. But when you go from having no business in the previous year to having three doing exceedingly well, that is breaking forth by the Spirit. When you go from having one shop to two, that's increase. When you go from having one shop to multiple shops, that is not just increase. That is breaking forth by the Spirit. And hear me, under this atmosphere, the Lord will confirm His word to you. He will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you go from winning one soul to winning three, you try. But when you go from winning one soul to doing 50, to doing 70, to doing 500, to doing 1,000, the Lord has broken forth upon you. That's what it means. And we are breaking forth next year. As a local church, some of the biggest meetings we've had have been in hundreds. When we do another 100, that's also increase. When we go from hundreds to tens of thousands, then indeed we have broken forth. You will see what happens to you next year. At different times of the year, you will touch yourself and say, I broke forth. When the results move from a D to an A, you say, I broke forth. Yeah. I'm trusting God to give you an exclamation next year. I broke forth. Oh, you have an exclamation next year. I broke forth by the Spirit and by the power of God. I broke forth. Now begin to trust God for such things. I can relate to every area of your life. Some of you that are trusting for marital breakthrough, stop expecting that you get into a relationship because you do talking stage for eight months, then from talking stage, you now start conceiving. I mean, I get it, but that one is normal. I mean, breaking forth. Lift your hands and give Jesus praise tonight. You know, we're not just getting excited. We are under an intense atmosphere in this place. The anointing is so strong in this place. Oh, we are breaking forth by the Spirit. When the Lord gave me these plans, if I show you my list for next year, this I want to do next year, you will laugh. I will laugh. We will laugh together. But I doubled them up in the past few days when I lost it, breaking forth by the Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It means to increase. And hell is increasing. You know, something the Lord did for David. And David said, the Lord has broken forth upon me. Let me show you. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Samuel rather, chapter 5, verse 20. The Lord has broken forth upon me. I saw that. I was like, wow. And David came to Baal Perazim. And David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me. So you notice he went for battle. And he had victory. He named that place Baal Perazim. You know what it means? The Lord of breakthrough. You will break through. There will be massive victories. Massive victories. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hope you know what to do with what I'm saying tonight. Some of you need to listen to this teaching, this tape, tonight, over 50 times next year. Because I'm not just speaking from my head, I'm speaking directly from the Spirit. You will break forth upon your enemies. Let me tell you, it is hard to kick against the bricks. it is hard to keep hitting a rock. You will get wounded. Because next year, God will break forth on people that are rising against you. I say, you won't do anything. That is what we call the God of breakthrough. Look at that. Are you in that verse? He called them of that place Baal Perazim. Do you have Amplified Classic? Let me read it for you. Verse 20. If David came to Baal Perazim, see for a moment, and he smote them there and said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like the bursting out of great waters. So he called them of that place Baal Perazim. What's in the parenthesis of Amplified Classic? The Lord of breaking through. That's Baal Perazim. So that is the God that breaks through. Next year, God will be to you as a God of breaking through. God that breaks through. You are breaking forth on every side. Oh yes. From 10 to 300. And let me tell you something. Always live next year expecting that one breaking forth thing will happen in your life. That one day when you want to write your testament, the first thing you write in testament is, I broke forth. My God. Sit for a moment. There was a year I know I experienced breaking forth. If you are very close to me, you will know. From just being one boy that used to pass along the road to being more than enough. Yeah. Now I know what I'm saying. You know, other years I can come from 30,000 and answer having 45,000. From not ever having received a seed of up to 100,000 to receiving seeds in millions and in dollars and in pounds. Suddenly, and my wagi and emero, you don't understand. So that is the God of breaking forth. I know that God. I know they want you. I'm telling you real life talk. And I'm experiencing another phase of that. I'm experiencing another phase of that next year. You're going to see. Yeah, fear. You will see. I'm telling you. While we're praying, one day I told mom, I said, the things God will do. I just told her, the kind of money God will give me next year. And she said, why? I said, because the kind of things the Lord is putting, as I'm standing here, there are a number of people that the amount of money God had put in my heart to gift people next year. There are some of them that are here, you don't know, you just see next year. That's one of the Lord said, you give this one a million sometime next year. You give that one, and already. Do you understand? So, that is breaking forth from needing things to gifting things. From needing things, from trusting God for a phone, to buying 5 phones and looking and saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm telling you, real life story. Real life story. God will do it for you. So I'm not just, you know, the first time people always make promises and people are hyped up. I'm not trying to hype you up. I don't even like preaching this kind of message. Last year, that first night, I was teaching. Do you remember? I don't like preaching because this night everybody's always hyped. Everybody's always happy. Say things that will not happen to them. You know why it's not happen to them? Because the Lord has not said nothing to them. You know, things don't happen because you're excited. That's the truth. God is not committed to your excitement. He's committed to His word. So shouting is my year of Benz. Is my year of car. It will not happen if God has not said it. You can't coerce God into doing what He didn't tell you He would do. He said, if I say it too much, even God said, just look at me and say, oh, let me pity him. No. God doesn't join things. He starts things. If He did not start, He will not join. So if He didn't initiate that your faith move, nothing will happen. But I'm saying to you that the Lord told us that this next thing we are breaking forth by the Spirit. So that's why, in fact, when He told me, I began to say, okay, is that why you've been putting BB plans? Look at the kind of things I want us to do next year. One of the crusades you are going to do next year. will be more expensive than more than 10 Zoe conferences. One of the crusades. So that's breaking forth. So we want to do a meeting that will have at least 5,000 to 10,000 people gathered in a field. That is not tiptoeing. That's breaking forth. And many of you need to have such plans. The Lord will do it. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. His zeal will perform it. Breaking forth means to increase, it means to grow and all of that. And we're going to see that. Tonight, before we begin to pray, let me say to you that you've got to prepare yourself for this increase. Prepare yourself. Everywhere you find this breaking forth, it as well as a sort of preparation. I'm going to show you how. I'll say like four things. But let me show you a scripture before I proceed. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Let's read with the NLT. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Let's start from verse 2. He said, enlarge your house. Build an addition. Spread out your home. Spare no expense. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. So he said you will soon be breaking forth. But notice he said you should do certain things for that time. When a breaking forth comes, there must be a preparation that precedes that season. If not, it will waste. And that's what you're going to begin to do tonight and throughout next year. You've got to get yourself set. Do you get the point? When you know that if you had a barn that takes 50 yams, and I tell you, man, sometime within the year, I'm going to send 5,000 yams to you. Now, there is a way to prepare for that, right? You've got to enlarge your barn. That's what God was telling them here. Enlarge your tent to acquire more lands. Expand. If not, by the time I bring the 5,000 yams, they'll just be packed outside. Now you have more, but you don't have room to take it. Do you know this building with the size we made it is a sign that we are preparing for breaking forth? Do you understand? And I was just thinking about this evening. If we wanted to build just something small that can take all of us, would have finished it. I get what I'm saying now. Yes. But it has to come in this capacity because we are getting set for breaking forth. Many of us are not ready. We have not developed the capacity for what God is bringing our way. And I'm challenging you in the coming year. I'll say about four things, four ways that I've seen in the scriptures that people broke forth, right? Number one, the first step you have to take, if you're going to break forth, I'm talking about it, is to first of all enlarge your mind. Enlarge your mind. Renew your mind by God's word. That Isaiah 54 that we read, he said, enlarge your house. Let me read it to you with the Message translation. Listen, he says, but let me start from verse 1. He says, sing, barren woman. So he's talking to someone that was barren. Not a woman that had one child or had two. A woman that has never had a child. He says, sing. He said, fill the air with song. You have never experienced childbirth. He said, you are ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. That's breaking forth. Going from having no child at all. Are you following me now? But look at what he says. He says, clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. So the first adjustment that has to happen is your mind. There are many of us that will not receive anything from the Lord or what God has prepared for us because our mind can still not carry what God is bringing our way.
So even when I'm giving some of these examples I'm giving, you are actually laughing. Because you think you are just catching clues. But it's a real thing. I get what I'm saying. It's a real thing. Let your mind enlarge. No, don't do that based on what you have now. Put God's word on your mind and renew. Let the word of God become, that's the hairstorm of enlarging your mind. Let the word of God become your thinking. Don't think your situation. Don't think your possibilities. Think the word. What did God's word say is possible? God's word is telling us that people can actually break forth. Yeah. For real, that somebody can go from the prison, sleep in the prison. The next night, he's a prime minister. In 24 hours. I'm telling you, real life talk. Those things are not things recorded just because they were forged. They were recorded because they actually happened. And if it happened once, it can happen again. It can. That the people can enter Egypt are just few men. And then they begin to increase to the point that their numbers became a threat to the owners of the land. Do you know what that means? So it's actually possible that we can come in here. A few hundreds that we are. And then by the end of the year, we've become a force. Now, but it starts from here. You've got to think what the word is saying. Now, I believe this is possible and are going to happen. Not because I've seen them happen only, but because the word of God says so. I would like you to put your mind, and I'm going to say this to you. Some of you, this is the major limitation around your finances. Yes. Because your mind cannot carry the kind of money that God wants to give you. And if your mind cannot carry it, your pocket cannot carry it. That's why there are some deals that will show up next year. You have to say, I might shall not be scammed. Because there is something, I'm not saying you should not do your due diligence. But you know, you look at it and be like, Somebody said that, supply me 10,000 pieces of what you are selling. He said, now so did they come. He said, who has that kind of money to give anybody? People actually do. They say sound like send their account number. They say they want to scam me. They say send an account. They say, did I? You know, because it's here. That's even when you go to apply for jobs. When they say the pay is $5 or maybe $10 per hour, you just start looking for another job. Because somewhere in your heart, you just kind of believe that. $10 per hour. You now calculate, so if I work 10 hours, that's like $100 per day. Who has that kind of money to give anybody? Leave all these scammers. That's the problem. But these things happen. I want you to begin to see how things are possible. One of the things I'm going to do next year, as God leads me, I'm going to be mentioning and talking about some things that you think that are way above your head, so that you can start thinking about them. I was talking to one of our people recently, just on Sunday. And, you know, I told him, I said, I hope you're thinking about going to an Ivy League. He said, that's the only plan in my head. I said, that should be the only plan. Some of you have never thought about it. Ivy League school abroad. If you know what it means, tell your neighbor. The school, it is the 1% of the 1% that attend. When you have Harvard and the rest. Is Harvard Ivy League? Harvard, Oxford. Now, some of you say, me, I just want to travel abroad. Let's take it about Ivy League. Let me just get there first. You say, which country do you want to go to? Say, anywhere, sir. Just let me just leave this country. Just anywhere. No, that's not how Christians think. That's a slavery mindset. And I'm correcting you. If you want to travel abroad, don't want to travel anywhere. Go where God has sent you. And God doesn't send you to anywhere. You heard Pastor, I read it. God told Elijah, he said, I will have commanded a raven to feed you there. There is a place called there. Find your there and go there. Your there is not anywhere. So let me just look for visa. Melum visa Australia, Melum visa Kuwait, then Melum visa Poland. Anyone, just visa. Anyone that just walk, just give me. Because I'm leaving this country. This 2027 will not meet me in this country. Say, why are you going to say, let me just go? Now, that's slavery. I get what I'm saying? I said, that's what? That's slavery. Say, let me just leave this country. So, where? So, let me just step out first. Once I see goodbye from Nigeria, you don't know it's actually easy. I mean, can I suggest? Those places don't need visa. I'm not saying they're not good countries. Is that place you're there? He said, I've commanded a raven to feed you there. So that is a place called there. I can preach a message from this, I'm telling you now. A place called there. It's not everywhere. Say, why are you going to let me just go? What kind of job are you looking for? Any job, sir. Let me just be eating. No. Now, I want you to break out from that place in your mind. At least have something you are looking for. What are you looking for? How much are you expecting them to pay you? How much? That's where the renewing of, that's where it starts. Renew your mind. Let's think the word. Think the word. Pastor in a church in a place. If you're only thinking of 30 people, 35 people, if you just put like, I just like 45 people, a Jew. 45. That's where, and that's what's going to be happening to you. But think the word. The Bible said God added to them daily. He added to them daily. Their first Sunday service sat 3,000 people. I get what I'm talking about. Their next big crusade, they won 5,000 souls once. Now, that is not growth. That's breaking forth. From being 120 people shut down inside one room, hiding from everybody. They woke up, they were 120. The Holy Ghost came. They ended that day, they were 3,120. In 24 hours. Now, that's not growth. That's not church growth strategy. That's breaking forth by the Holy Ghost. And these things are possible by our God. But your mind must first see it. So the Lord told them, think big. Look at it. Are you looking at the situation? Message translation. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty ropes. Drive the tent pegs deep. You are going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You are going to take over whole nations. You are going to resettle abandoned cities. He said, don't be afraid. You are not going to be embarrassed. That's your word. You will not be embarrassed. It's not after they cleared all this ground, there were only 10 inside. You will not be embarrassed, sir. God is making us bigger. I say he's making us bigger. He's making us better. So step number one, enlarge your mind. Renew your mind by God's word. The second way we break forth is by wisdom. By wisdom. By wisdom, I mean by strategy. That's why we prayed those prayers tonight. We prayed for wisdom. Wisdom. Because listen, you know, one of the stories the Lord lighted in my spirit is in Genesis chapter 30. From verse 31 down, verse 43 tells us that Jacob increased. He broke forth. We know how he did that. He did that by wisdom. You know, I used to look at that Jacob story. I used to feel Jacob was a thief. You know what happened? He had a pact, a deal with Laban. And he told Laban, okay, Let's divide. I'm going to have the striped sheep. Do you know that story? And Laban, you have the ones that are not striped. And of course, Jacob came up with an idea. Whenever the fat sheep wants to mate, he puts something before them. And as they are mating, the fat sheep will produce the fat. It will produce the striped sheep and what have you. So I used to feel he cheated Laban. Until the Lord said to me, relatively, just today, for the first time, the Lord said, pay attention to that story again. Laban first cheated him. Because after they entered that pact, Laban stole all the sheep that are striped and sent them away. Yes. Just like we agreed that you have the unstriped one, I have the striped one. You now wake up and stole all the sheep. The male, the female, gave each other and they went away with it. So Jacob started with nothing. But God gave him wisdom. Who would have known that putting a certain thing before an animal will make it produce in a particular way? Now that's the wisdom of God for breaking forth. You will enjoy wisdom in the coming year. Trust God for wisdom. If your business is, listen, every time you get to a point where it looks like you've hit a rock, you don't know what to do, call for wisdom. Wisdom breaks people forth. Wisdom makes you gain grounds. It makes you cover more grounds. So Jacob received that divine wisdom. He broke forth. That's why in verse 43, the Bible said, the man waxed great. In fact, NLT said, the man became wealthy. Now, remember who Jacob was. Because, you know, I used to think he cheated. But the Lord said no. He said, I gave him wisdom. Because, first of all, he came into, remember his story? He came into Laban's house as a nobody running from his father's house. He entered there. Jacob said, fine. If you serve me for 7 years, there will be no pay. Your pay will be that you marry my daughter Rachel. Laban said so. And, of course, they entered that agreement. After 7 years, they deceived him and gave him Leah. That is 7 years wasted. And because he loved Rachel, he said, I'm going for another 7 years. So he did 14 years of service, no pay. Are you following what I'm talking about? 14 years just to marry two women. Now, after the 14 years, so you could have looked at Jacob as after 14 years, no house, just wife and children. No house, no property, no. Is it not the man, and I'm hearing it from the Lord, someone would have asked, is it not the man that received blessing from Isaac? You know, if you look at that, you think he became rich the next day. It took him 14 years. 14 in quote, wasted years. Until after 14 years, he told this guy, I've tried for you, please let me just go and find my destiny. Laban said, no, don't go. I've learned by experience that God bless me because of you. He said, fine, let's enter a deal. Give me some parts. And even when it was time for you to give him some parts of the sheep, you cheated him. Carried all the sheep and ran away. God gave him wisdom. You see, even if you've had wasted years, God can give you wisdom. And in a short time, you will recover. So in less than 1 year, Jacob went from being a man who had nothing, who had wasted 14 precious years of his life, to being a man who became wealthy by the wisdom of God. Say, I have wisdom to break forth. Now, this is not human wisdom. Because this breaking forth is by the Spirit. Listen to me. Every time you get to a spot where you don't know what to do again, stop. Ask for wisdom. Once that wisdom comes, you will make giant strides. Giant strides. Giant strides. Are you following me? Giant strides. The wisdom might be just a very simple thing for you to do. You know, a friend of mine was sharing with me, you know, recently. It's not just what he shared with me, something I practically experienced. So they had started a building project and then pushed, and it looked like it hit a rock at a point. Not like something went bad happened. They needed more money. And it wasn't forthcoming. And they had already checked out of the previous venue where they were using. So it now became a case of, you can't use this new place because it's not ready and you can't go back. And that's why when you hit that place, just seek for wisdom. And then he spent time with the Lord, and the Lord said, fine. From that time, because they had no place to meet,
he dispersed all his people and said, let's now have different centers, different small groups. From those, some of those small groups are up to 40, 30, 50, 80. Today, they are even 5 to 10 times more than they were. So what looked like there was a problem by divine wisdom brought multiplication. I get what I'm saying. Now, when you hit a rock, when it's like you don't know what to do, there is wisdom that makes for increase. Now, that's why whenever you hit a rock, don't stop complaining. Don't stop complaining. Do you realize, talk of money. When we ask you the richest man in the world, wealthiest man, you're going to mention Solomon. But do you observe that Solomon never for once asked God for money? He asked God for wisdom. Wisdom, Bible said, if you read Solomon, when he was talking about wisdom in the book of Proverbs, he said the riches, wealth and riches are in her house. You know the her, wisdom. So that prayer we prayed earlier, take it seriously. The Lord is blessing you with wisdom. Wisdom to make giant strides by the Spirit. I mean wisdom from the Spirit. Wisdom from the Spirit. Wisdom from the Spirit. Wisdom from the Spirit. Where you always know what to do. Supernaturally. There are miracles where bread will multiply. There are miracles where God gives you wisdom to serve that same bread. And it will reach everybody. That's the miracle of wisdom. So in the coming year, if you are trusting God and expecting this breaking forth, Jacob broke forth by divine wisdom. Jacob broke forth by divine strategy. Many of you will just be praying one day and you just get from the Lord, structure your business this way, that way, that way, and that will be it. And it will look like that has been the hack. I'm enjoying wisdom. I'm enjoying wisdom by the Spirit. So God gave them wisdom by the Spirit. Number three, you break forth by prayers. By prayers. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 4. Still talking about Jacob and how he broke forth, you know, how he enjoyed all that he did enjoy, how the Lord blessed him. Hosea 12 verse 4. He says, yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed and wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, there he spake with us. So we're talking about Jacob, how he fought with an angel. And that's what Genesis tells us. He fought with an angel and prevailed. And the Lord changed his name from Jacob to Israel. That is from being a single man to becoming a nation. But Hosea is telling us what exactly happened. But Jacob, Genesis says he fought with an angel. He wrestled with an angel. Hosea said he made supplication. So when you read Genesis, you would think that there was physical combat. But Hosea said he prevailed by supplication. So by prayers, prevailing prayers. What did I call it? What did I call it? Not prayer, you pray and stop. Prevailing prayer. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me. To God, prevailing prayer is an act of faith. You know, when I was younger, when I was doing our prayer earlier, I used to feel praying long was an act of doubt. You know, when they say, if you pray over this one, why are you praying again? God has done it. It's not always true. Sometimes the doubt is that you stop praying. You know, in Luke chapter 18, for instance, verse 1, that said, Jesus gave them a parable to show them that men ought to pray and not to faint. And then he told them a parable about the unjust judge. Do you remember that? Do you remember this? The unjust judge and how, you know, he used the unjust judge to contrast God. He showed them that the unjust judge took very long to answer, but that God will respond speedily. Respond how? Then the last part of that parable, he said, but when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith upon the earth? So that woman in that story demonstrated faith. What was the faith she demonstrated? The fact that she kept insisting. Prevailing prayer is an act of faith. Let me tell you how it works. If you ask, if you tell me now, they are going to give me 10 million. Do you understand? And then I come tomorrow, I say, oh guy, what of the 10 million? He say, I come next tomorrow, I say, sir, what of the 10 million? He say, I come the third day. You didn't even come out. Now, if I stop coming, you know what it means? I don't believe you. I think you're just whining me. If I really believe that you want to give me that money, I may pack my bag. I feel what I'm saying. Now, if I think you are just whining, you're just playing with me, I just say, don't mind that man. That's why they talk. So if you really believe that what God says is what you will do, when you pray, you don't take your foot off the gas. Are you following me? You keep praying. Because you already know God's character. You know he's not the problem. You know it's the devil that's the problem. So when you learn to stay in prayer and prevail, you are being a man of faith. Are you following me? You are exercising or you are exhibiting faith in God's promise. You are saying to God, you've promised, and I'm not going to stop until I see it. But when you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, maybe you've written your plans. Lord, I break forth by the Spirit. Oh, my business is enlarging. 3 more shops, 5 more business centers. Then you prayed, and then June, about February, March, May, June, nothing happens. You just pack up. I start doing something else. You just expressed doubt in the word of God. Yes. You break forth by prevailing prayers. I just told you a story. The Lord promised Jacob, Isaac blessed Jacob. 14 years after, nothing had changed. He just had 2 wives. And in fact, he had 4 wives. And many children. Nothing has changed. You know his 4 wives? Technically, he had Leah, and later he had Leah's maid. Then he had Rachel, and Rachel's maid. Go and read your Bible. So after 14 years, if you had asked Jacob, what is the proof of the blessing over your life? He said, I born. Now, some of us would have said, you know, if I had known, I would have stayed back and collected my father's property. Why did I even leave all this for Esau? Prevailing prayer is a mark of faith. Someone has to learn to wait. I say, Lord, you said I'm breaking forth. I must break forth. Ministry-wise, if after tonight, your church goes from 30 to 15, stay in prayers. We are going to see that breaking forth by the Spirit. I'm not going to say that many churches, you know, that's the secret. They're going to protracted, elongated prayers. Break forth. Yes. Prevailing prayer is an act of faith. Staying in prayer is an act of faith. The Lord said they're going to have an increase in your business. Then you trade the month of February. By the time you get to March, you're already in debt. And you're saying in the month of April, my debts are paid. By April, they're already pursuing you. You can't, you're no longer sleeping. You now sneak into your house so that your debtors, you now change your number. Your life is just going a downward slope. Learn to stay in prayer. You know, you don't pay to pray. Praying is free. See, even if you don't know, just pray. Pray, 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 pray. You know, you are not up against God. You are up against the devil. So don't let him go. God is partnering with you. And he's hoping you will just agree with him. And let's send the devil out of town. Prevailing prayer. Jacob wrestled with an angel. That wasn't physical combat. Bible said he made supplication. Prevailing prayer.
So you must learn to make supplication in the spirit. Are you following me, friends? Are you following me, friends? It was that supplication that he pulled until... Do you know the point here? In the blessing... I wish I had time for this tonight. In the blessing that Isaac gave him, Isaac already, by that blessing, prophesied that he was going to be the father of many nations and what have you and all of that. But it was that night when he prevailed in prayer that the Lord told him, your name shall not be called Israel. So the promise that Isaac, the blessing that Isaac gave him, it was in prayer that he broke into it. See, from now you shall be called Israel. And he left that place. He slept a man. He woke up a nation. Are you following me tonight now? But it's by breaking forth. That's what I'm going to say to some of you. You made plans last year. That's what we are saying. What are we going to do about this building? We'll keep building. We're going to intensify prayers next year. You made plans last year and it didn't work exactly how you wanted them to do. You see, from tomorrow, yes, I'm telling you. You stay, because when you stop praying, you've just agreed that you don't believe that what God said will happen. So from 2nd of January, we are fasting. If you like, eat chicken. Eat chicken and come out in March and say, how this prophecy? If I ever go to that first night again, let me bend. Because all this is like, break forth. Me, I did not only break, I broke slow. But that will not be my story. Because prevailing prayer is how we break forth. I can tell, if I had them, I can tell you many, many, many stories. I'm a pastor, so I have many stories around church and all of that. When things hit a rock and some people go inside and say, you know, some of you, your health, trust God that you break forth to your health. That you go from visiting the hospital to not having to visit the hospital again. Let me teach you this. Learn to shut your door and shut everybody out sometimes. I pray. There's a book the Lord referred me back to recently. I'm already reading it. Do you know how? How many of you know A.A. Allen? Do you know how he became a miracle worker? A.A. Allen is one of the biggest miracle workers that this world has ever known. Even Apostle Paul, wait, A.A. Allen. He would respect him. The guy was blessed. You know that story I told you as a way? It was A.A. Allen. He said, tonight God will give you 26 miracles. In one night. Now, but you know how he broke into that? He was doing ministry. He said he was seeing healings and miracles and all of that. Until one day, he kept feeling something was off. So he said that he was going to fast and pray. And he told his wife, I'm going to start fasting and praying. Don't open the door. I'm not going to come out until I meet God. Until I encounter God. The wife said, okay. Every day he goes in there. Before 30 minutes, he's knocking on the door. He's out. And the wife would just say, I knew you were not going to stay. He said, one of those days he entered. Immediately he entered, he just perceived this aroma of food. And he came out. The wife said, when are you ever going to stay? So on this very faithful day, he had entered again. I told the wife, I'm not coming out. And the wife, that aroma passed again. And he came out. He came out to eat. He sat at the dining table. And as he was about to eat, the wife told him, when are you ever going to go through with this you said you would do? You know, there's some things they can say to you. You lose appetite. He dropped that food and told the wife, this time I'm not coming out. He stayed there. Hallelujah. Some of you, this story is a revelation to you. Leave food and touch God. He dropped that food that night. That day, and he went in. The Lord gave him about, he wrote a book about it. Gave him about, is it 10, maybe 12 major issues that he has to look at. And after that, from that place, from that room, miracles, how they talk about miracle now, water. Yeah, that's the island. The guy, he will minister, if he tells you God is going to pour oil on you, you go feel him. It's not, you will feel, the oil will enter your hand. He was such a man. But that breaking forth into that thing was in prevailing prayer.
Feeling prayer. Some of you have got to learn to shut down your room. And tell God it's tonight. You know, Bible Bishop Oyedepo story. Same kind of story. One of the day, he said the day he began to see some kind of miracles in his life was because he was with Bishop Woloke in the room those early days. Bishop Woloke said they entered the room and he was watching Archbishop Oyedepo doing a crusade. That popular Lagos crusade. He said he watched that crusade and he saw miracles. He said he knelt down there all night shouting, "Me too, Lord. Me too, Lord." He said, when I heard it from him, he said he told God, please. Because he said he saw the crusade and saw the number of sick people there that were healed and some that were not also healed. And he told God, look at all these people waiting for this man to minister to them. Share some of this burden with me. Let me help. That was his prayer that night. Let me help. All these people, he can't meet all of them. Put some on me. Are you following? He went through that in that night. Got up the next morning. There is prevailing prayer that breaks people into their purpose in God. So breaking forth is my prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, in Mashon, it's going to be a prayer conference. We will pray. You know, there was a retreat I had with you guys earlier. Some of it has been with me. I thought we were going to pray voracious prayer. I don't know if you remember that Christian. Voracious prayer. If you know what voracious prayer. Who was there in the retreat? Anybody? Some of you remember. Voracious. Praying voraciously. See, now I don't even know what voracious means. It just sounded well in my ear. What does voracious mean? He said, not to rush prayer. What does voracious mean? No, for real, what does voracious mean? Aggressive. That's voracious prayer. That is, Father, we thank you. Oh, we bless you. Do you understand? Then on your suit and your tie, he said, Lord, we know you are here in this place. We acknowledge. There is that prayer. You know, when you see me minister to you here, and I sing some kind of songs I sing, it should give you an idea of my prayer room. I'm not this package in my prayer room. Always see me saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. The glory. I don't pray like that. Oh. The glory of the Lord. That's not my prayer. That's not my prayer. The glory is here. Thank you. That's what you watch, Pastor Chris. You like that? Say, oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Are you excited? That's not how he prays, so. That is prayer. I'm not saying you forge it. I'm not saying you act in any way. That is prayer that comes from the heart. You can have one syllable in prayer till you are done. But it's coming from somewhere. Me too, Lord. Let me help. Let me help. This burden is too much. Let me help. Me too, Lord. This man cannot do it alone. Let me help. Me too, Lord. Put it on me too, Lord. All night. There's a breaking forth. So it's my prayer. Number what now? Number four. I'll give you five. Seed sowing. Now this is not money. Don't write money. Seed sowing. By seed sowing, I mean there will be no breaking forth of fruit if there has not been seed. I told you, breaking forth also means to grow, right? So I'm going to encourage you as we get into a new year, sow seeds. Seeds of diligence. Seeds of preparation. Right? Seeds of some action. There are things the Lord will need to do. Some of you may not begin to see much result in January. Some of you, the result begin to show in March. Some of you in September. But make sure that between January and then, you are doing things. You are being diligent. Are you getting me? You are sowing seeds of knowledge. See, you are doing something. You are adding to yourself. So that when the explosion comes, you are ready for it. That's why people ask me, sir, our church has not grown. People ask me, some younger ministers, what do I do? I said, for now, just be doing evangelism. Be praying. Be doing what? You know what you are doing? You are sowing seeds. Be training your ministers. Do you know if you spend 5 years training your ministers and they become solid. When the growth comes in their numbers, you have trained men that can handle it. You've been sowing seeds. So John the Baptist in Luke 1 verse 80, Bible said he was in the wilderness and he was strong in spirit. He was just there waxing strong in spirit until the day of his shewing unto Israel came. So before John the Baptist appeared to Israel, he has been existing somewhere. Are you following me now? Sowing seeds. You know that word shewing, when the Bible said unto the shewing of his shewing unto Israel, that word is the Greek word anaidetis. It means exhibition. Until the days of his God exhibited him. But before then, he has been in the wilderness, waxing strong in the spirit, in prayers, in intercession. Some of you, even in your business, you are in the season of seed sowing. Keep putting in the work. Are you following me? Keep putting in the diligence. There's no job yet. Keep taking courses and applying. Be sowing the seed. Take courses. Apply. Build the networks. Get more books. You are so that when the showing forth day comes, you have capacity to handle it. So sow seeds into your life. 2026, sow seed. And not money now. That is seed sowing, that is money. I'm not against calling money seed. But it's not about money. So that when the time comes, there is something you've put in. Say, one, I'm going to raise the dead. Sow seeds of prayer. Are you following me now? Sow seeds of prayer. Sow seeds of preparation. Sow seeds of investment. This season of spreading, the Lord has brought us into as a church in a few minutes now. This season, I tell you, we've sown the seed for a very long time. There was a year I committed a full year for like 2-3 years. I've been committed to training and training. Do you remember? Do you know that? Retraining. That is, I've been sowing the seed for the season. So I tell you under God, if we sit down one day and they want Sunday service, 1,000 people walking here, I have people that can handle them. If I unleash the workers, they can do it. Because it's been years, I get what I'm saying now, of sowing seed into the earth, preparing, sowing seed. Now, if you are trusting God for a breaking forth, sow the seeds. I get what I'm saying now. Sow the seed of knowledge. Sow the seed of diligence. Just be adding and adding and adding and adding. Are you following me, friends? Add to a post. Now, when that time comes, you know, whenever you see that a seed had just burst forth from the earth, it has been sown as a seed. It was watered. Do you remember? Do you know that? It was watered. They put fertilizer until one day, you know, I used to teach my people those days of this Chinese bamboo tree thing. You've heard about it. A Chinese bamboo tree is a very interesting tree. You put it in the earth, it doesn't grow for years. But when it wants to grow, it grows to become taller than an Iroko tree in less than 1 year. But you must keep adding to it. I don't know if that's how your story is going to be. But make sure you're sowing seed in the earth. And the last thing I'm going to say tonight, because I want to close shortly, is, of course, deep blessing. Deep blessing. The blessing is one measure we will pray for. In fact, I called it the anointing. And I'm not talking about anointing upon your life. The anointing upon a called man. I had a man of God say one day, and the thing blessed me. He said, your pastor is a visitation from God. They are saying, God visit me. When your pastor comes, God has come. When your pastor appears, God has visited you. Your pastor is God's visitation to you. It's one major way people break forth. One major way. In Genesis 28, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And Jacob became blessed because Isaac called him and put a blessing on him. We know the story. And he became a great man. So I can show you many people that broke forth, that went from 0 to 100 because there was a blessing upon them. If that Genesis 30 verse 30, you find the same thing there. 30 verse 30. How that this guy came into Laban's house having nothing. And before you know what is happening, Laban increased because he came carrying the blessing. One of the things you will value, I'm going to pray for you tonight. One of the things you value a lot in the coming year, value the anointed and the anointing he brings. The blessing is going to grossed you out. It was one of my own major secrets. You know the story. The blessing from the mouth of a called man can break you forward in ways that will shock you. Let me say this to you. Without the blessing, if you're a hard-working person, you will prosper. That's the truth. You will prosper without a blessing. You will have money. You will do well. If you're a good student, you will pass. You will succeed. But look at the point here. Two things. Number one is, with the blessing, you will succeed at a speed that will not just be measurable to your effort. Without the blessing, you just succeed with the level of effort you are putting in. With the blessing, you succeed with a speed more than that. Number two is why you need the blessing. Is that without the blessing, you can be succeeding. But if you ever in your life hit a challenge that defies human logic, human answer, you will now know that you need the blessing. I mean, you can be going to school, be a diligent student, read your books. Without a blessing, you'll get first class. You know it's possible. Yeah, just be diligent. Without first class, you can get a big job. Blessing or no blessing. Move on with your life. But God help you. That you don't face a challenge tomorrow that your money couldn't fix. And your connections couldn't fix. And your intellect couldn't fix. Maybe a problem of human wickedness. Where somebody just looks at you and says, she will not get this. No, some people, do you wonder why even the so-called wealthy people in Nigeria still give all their money and their commitment to men of God? Do you know why? You think it's just about money? They know that even though hard work and all of that can get you big things, if you ever hit something that is now bigger than that human effort, you now know that you need the blessing. I feel what I'm saying. And if you want to go at a speed bigger than your effort, of course, there's need for effort. You need the blessing. The blessing can catapult you. Hands laid and always dead hands. They're not. Words spoken and always dead words. The blessing causes men to break forth, to increase, to enlarge. What made Abraham big? Who was Abraham? Abraham was just a normal person. In fact, Abraham's father, I was playing this at home recently, Abraham's father was an idol worshiper. In fact, historically speaking, you won't find it in the Bible. If you check some history books, Abraham's father was a maker of idols. That was his job. He makes idols. Abraham was an idol worshiper. And suddenly, God met him in Genesis 12. Made him promises, and he believed what God said. And God blessed him. From there, the trajectory of the man's life changed. Blessing can change your life. Yeah. And the Lord told him, leave your father's house. You know what? Now that you understand why God told him to leave. The house was an idol worshipping house. So he left the same way Jacob left with nothing. Abraham left his father's house, just left. Left all the father had lands, Abraham left those lands behind. If father had houses, Abraham left all the inheritance in quotes that his father had, he left them behind. Just went with his own things and left. And God made him great. Because he left with the blessing. I'm going to bless you, but I cannot tell you this. 2026, value this blessing. Value it. Ask for it. Let it be laid on you. Every time, let me tell you the blessing. I found out everything, actually, every good thing. This will shock you. You may not believe it. You can argue it when you think deeply. You find out it's true. Every good thing can be imparted. Every good thing can be imparted. You can be imparted with the grace to succeed. You can be imparted with the grace to make right decisions. With the grace, you can impart you, and suddenly properties begin to flow towards you. Yes. People just call you and say, I have this land for sale. I can give you a price. Do you want? You will just know that there is something different about this. Yes. They just go and say, I have this land for sale. It's going for a price. It just came to me. It came to my mind. I just thought I should call you. You just find it's happening at a different speed. God has blessed you. I say, God has blessed you. Stand your feet. God has blessed you. In this year that we are stepping into, God is blessing you with speed. He's blessing you with spread. He's blessing you with growth. He's blessing you with increase. He's blessing you with massive victory. He's blessing you with prominence. He will exhibit you to the earth. He will show you forth to men. The Lord is bringing spread to your business. He's bringing prominence to what you do. People will now recognize you. People will now notice you. He's bringing a spread of influence. Thus says the Lord over us, we are a mighty force upon this land. You will now be a mighty force upon the land where you dwell. Your business will no longer be ignored. Your ministry will no longer be ignored. The things you do will now make sense. They will not be ignored. They will be noticed. In the coming year, be blessed with increase. Be blessed with speed. Be blessed with supernatural growth. May the blessing make you prominent. May the blessing exhibit you to the world. May nothing stop your rising. May nothing stop your shining. May the blessing of the Lord cause every of your plans to be exceeded. In the name of Jesus. Where you plan for 10, may the Lord give you 1,000. Where you plan for 1,000, may He give you 1,000,000. May He cause you to exceed expectations. May He cause you to break forth on the left and on the right. May He break forth upon your enemies. When men rise against you, let mercy victory follow you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, there will be challenges. But concerning God, the Lord said, a troop shall come against him, but he shall overcome. So I'm speaking it over you. A troop shall come against him, but he shall overcome. Because God is causing you to break forth. May the blessing you need, may the impartation you need, for the dots in your life to begin to connect, may they rest upon you. As you step into the new year in the next 1 minute, may the first words you receive in the new year be the blessing. And may that blessing be significant of your entire year. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord cause you to expand, to increase, to enjoy progress, to enjoy increase, and to break forth on the left and on the right. In the name of Jesus. And let me be the first to officially welcome you to the year of breaking forth by the Spirit and power. Happy New Year, everybody! Welcome to 2026, the year of breaking forth by the Spirit, the year of breaking forth by power. Happy New Year! Happy 2026! We've broken forth by the Spirit. We've broken forth by the Spirit. By the hand of God upon us, we have broken forth. Come on, wish somebody a happy new year. Yes, yes, yes. Yes! Yes, yes, yes. Glory! There's somebody, welcome to your year of breaking forth by the Spirit and by power. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. We are praying.
breaking forth. We are breaking forth. We are breaking forth. Come on. We are breaking forth. We are breaking forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the Spirit. It's been to be your prominence. The Lord will announce you to your world, to your generation. Be blessed. Be blessed. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you 1 minute. Before we leave tonight, just 1 minute. Pray with these things you've heard tonight. Speak those things into reality. Before we leave tonight, let it be your first prayer for 2026. And I'm enjoying these words that have been spoken. We are closed already. I'm enjoying breaking forth, spread by the Spirit, increase by the Spirit, growth by the Spirit, spread by God's Spirit, increase by God's Spirit. I'm breaking forth. It shall be supernatural. It shall be by the Spirit and by the Spirit and power of our God. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord has blessed us. Hallelujah. Congratulations now. No. You didn't just come into a new year. You came into your year of breaking forth by the Spirit. God bless you. Tomorrow in the morning, my second, our fasting starts. Fast with us. Pray with us. Stay tuned on our Telegram channel. We'll give you further details on the fasting. I'll see you on Sunday by 8:30. I'll see you on 8 for immersion. And the workers, you know where we're going to see. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Are you excited? Before you leave, say something nice. Hug someone. Welcome somebody. Congratulate someone. God bless you. Say with me, say, I'm standing. For the first time this year, say, I'm standing. On the exalted platform, I am standing on the platform of God's grace. I have knowledge of the world. I flow the things of the Spirit. I'm committed to ministry. God bless you, everybody.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer requests, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.